Both state and county authorities have begun relaxing lockdown restrictions that closed many Hawaii businesses in March. One of the first industries granted permission to reopen by Governor David Ige was astronomy.
The following businesses and activities can reopen: astronomical observatories and support facilities.
This was the second time in less than a year that Mauna Kea's 13 telescopes had to shut down. The first was during the anti-TMT protests last summer. Bringing the multi-million dollar telescopes back online is a lot more complicated than just turning on the lights. Ivan Look is the head of operations at the Canada-France-Hawaii Telescope.
They're so sensitive that they need to be super cold in order to provide the clear images that we need.
Super cold, as in minus 400 degrees Fahrenheit. Keeping telescope instruments that cold requires the use of specialized coolant, which needs to be periodically replenished. If technicians can't reliably access the summit, a telescope may be placed into a safe mode to protect the instruments from damage if they warm up. Look says recooling them can take a long time, as in the case of one device designed to observe the moon.
If that instrument was to warm up, it takes 21 days for us to get all the way back down to cold.
Canada, France, Hawaii has a system that allows some maintenance to be done remotely, so Look was able to get the telescope operational within 24 hours of the governor's announcement. Other telescopes take longer to reboot. There have also been costs to science. Astronomers have not been on sky, as they say, in almost 2 months.
We executed zero observing since the governor's lockdown.
John O'Mara is the chief scientist at the W.M. Keck Observatory, which operates two telescopes on Mauna Kea. Half of the major telescopes worldwide have been shut down. O'Mara says some of those projects can be rescheduled, like seasonal observations of the center of the Milky Way or hunting for planets outside our solar system. But other celestial observations may never be made up. So-called transient events happen with little to no warning and are often impossible to predict.
A supernova goes off and you never know when it's going to happen, but when it happens, you want to catch it. That type of science we know could have been executed, but I can't point at a specific thing and say we would have done that or we wouldn't have done that. That's oftentimes the decision that an astronomer makes in lifetime.
Another example is that of Oumuamua, the mysterious cigar-shaped object from another star that briefly visited our solar system in 2017. With world travel largely on hold, O'Mara says Keck has beefed up its remote observing capability. Half of observations were already being made from remote sites, but some of those sites are also closed. So like many of us, astronomers are now learning how to work from home.
In some cases, astronomers will be observing on their laptops or their computers at home. We colloquially call this pajama mode observing.
Observatories have been keeping busy during the lockdown. Scientists analyzed previously collected data, while summit technicians have been training on new skills and working on other projects as allowed. One machinist with the Canada-France-Hawaii telescope designed and fabricated almost 300 no-touch door openers and then distributed them to hospital workers in Hilo. But for now, Hawaii's observatories are back on sky, hunting for the secrets of the universe. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ryan Finnerty.